CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. First up, the latest developments in Libya. AFP News Agency has quoted an NTC official, Mohammed Leith, as saying that Muammar Gaddafi has been captured in Sirte and is seriously wounded but still breathing. Al Jazeera reports that Gaddafi has been killed in a gun battle in Sirte. Xinhua says NTC Field Commander Mohammed Boris Ali Al-Menki has told them that Gaddafi has died of his wounds. But NTC official Abdel Majid Malgata tells Reuters that Gaddafi has been shot in the head and killed as he tried to flee. The allegation on Gaddafi's death has not yet been officially confirmed by the NTC. Greece has been brought to a standstill by a nationwide strike for a second day on Thursday. This is the country's biggest labor action in years, which has drawn more than 100,000 protesters. The 48-hour strike was called by Greece's main unions against plans to pile more taxes on its people. Angry protesters have vowed to continue fighting until the policy is reversed.
There is no way that we will stop this battle until this government falls, which is one of our demands. Our second demand is an end to this monopolistic policy, which has created all these problems and creates a dead end for workers. Our message is, we will battle till the end.
Many more are expected to join them later. Greece has to pass the bill if it wants to get more loans from the EU and the IMF to avoid bankruptcy. The Chinese mainland and Taiwan have signed a cooperation agreement on nuclear safety. The deal is reached when negotiators from the two sides are meeting in Tianjin. Chang Ping-kong is the top negotiator from the Taiwan side.
Consensus has been reached thanks to efforts made by both sides. Through this agreement, we are going to establish an emergency notification system to increase the exchange of experience in order to prevent accidents from happening. We can minimize impacts when accidents happen, as well as protect our people.
The agreement is expected to pave the way for an information reporting system between the two sides to ensure the health of the environment and residents on both sides. The mainland and Taiwan will organize nuclear safety work teams and meet within 2 months after the agreement takes effect. The Chinese government is hoping to improve mutual trust with European countries in the upcoming China-EU summit, which is set to start next Tuesday in Tianjin. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Zheng Yu says the summit will also send out a message that China and European countries will be working together to solve the challenges they face.
We hope the two sides could work together and improve our mutual trust, promote cooperation in bilateral and multilateral issues. We also hope China and the EU could send out the message of standing up to challenges together, which is not only in the interest of both sides, but also good for the world economy to recover and boost morale.
The China-EU summit, which is a high-level political dialogue mechanism between China and the EU, was first held in 1998. 7 districts of Bangkok are on alert as floodwaters, which have swamped northern Thailand, approach the Thai capital. Residents have been told to move valuables to higher ground and get ready to evacuate.
These are all my beloved belongings. I have to spend time to collect them. TV, refrigerator, and because we are poor, we have to keep and save them from floods, and I have to feed my children.
The flooding, which has been the worst to hit the country in decades, has claimed the lives of more than 300 people since July. The U.S. State Department has revealed that it plans to hold a fresh round of talks with North Korea on its nuclear weapons program in Geneva next week. State Department spokesperson Mark Toner.
This is a continuation of the exploratory meetings to determine if North Korea is prepared to fulfill its commitments under the 2005 joint statement of the six-party talks and its nuclear international obligations, as well as take concrete steps toward denuclearization.
Next week's meetings will be the latest in a string of multilateral discussions, which have been taking place since the United States and North Korea resumed talking in late July. The bilateral nuclear talks are being viewed as a possible attempt to restart the long-stopped six-party talks. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.